Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
They have this soul or spirit, and they have free will, and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over. We have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale. New surveillance technologies that are now deployed just to deal with this coronavirus outbreak. When it's over, some governments may say, yes, but there is a second wave of corona coming, so we have to be prepared. And there is Ebola, and there is also regular flu. Why not protect people against that too, with this new surveillance system? So the tendency would be to prolong it indefinitely. Also, it's the moment when surveillance goes really under the skin. Governments are now not just interested in where we go and who we meet, but even in what's happening inside our bodies.
It's Thursday, April 7th, the year is 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I'm taping this in the morning. Hopefully, if our flight isn't delayed, there isn't any issues, I should be back in Austin around noon today for the second and third hour. Marjorie Taylor Greene reached out last night and obviously has had Jimmy Kimmel threatening her and saying people should physically attack her and calling her a Klan mother. Serious, dangerous defamation. So whether I'm back in time or not, the guest host, I'm not sure who the guest host is as of this morning, will be interviewing MTG on that very important issue. Because it shows how the left is just turning up the heat when it comes to violence. We saw Saturday Night Live deliberately talk about gang raping Roger Stone's wife, who was battling cancer and just, thank God, got over it a few months ago. This is the ongoing scientific manipulation of the public to be violent towards those of us that are loyal, good, decent, Christian, God-fearing Americans. So look for MTG on the show, regardless. And again, if my flight's not delayed, there's some storms, there's not any problems, I should be there for the balance of the show. And then I promise I'm going to be doing some extra shows on the weekend, on Saturday and weeknights last week, because it's such historic times are happening. World government is being announced out in the open. Everything we've talked about is basically coming true, unfortunately. But the good news is we know how to stop them together. And it's been your caring about freedom, your caring about information, your caring about the real world that has gotten humanity in the position to even be able to fight back. And I want that to sink in, okay? I don't tell you this just to pat you on the back or to butter you up. Do you understand that the listeners of InfoWars are recognized by the globalists, by the enemies of humanity, to be the most hardcore cohort of awake, informed, good people that are going to resist the horrible nightmare, transhumanist, human-animal cloning nightmare that they're building? This system of dehumanization makes fictional movies like The Matrix and books and films like Brave New World and THX-1138 look like utopias. This is the dystopia of dystopias because it's a real scientific, satanic-run dictatorship. So again, I am paying a big price for fighting them, but it's well worth it because the price of submission is a trillion times worse. It is infinity worse. And I'm so sad for people that have decided to join the system and work with it as it's here to basically cull and destroy humanity. All the horrors, keeping babies alive and selling their organs, all the dehumanization is now going to come out. Everything hidden is going to be brought to light. And none of us are perfect either, but we are not consciously trying to serve evil and consciously working for a system that's anti-God, anti-human, anti-family, anti-woman, anti-man, anti-child. So this is a very important Thursday edition. Hopefully, again, I'll be back in studio very, very soon. Who knows? Maybe in 15, 20 minutes from now if my flight is on time. But regardless, it's a big broadcast. Please remember, InfoWars.com only gets out past the censors when you share it. Same thing with band.video. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. day. Thank you all for your support. Now let's intensify our efforts to free humanity. In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
News today.
Being fair to the state of Utah, but it's not just Spencer Cox. Utah's junior Senator Mitt Romney has also decided he's tired of representing the people of Utah. So instead, he's speaking for his neighbors in the state of California, where he lives a lot of the time. Less than a year ago, this is an amazing example, it was just June of 2021, Mitt Romney voted against the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Okay, he thought she wasn't qualified. Now, this week, Mitt Romney announced that he is supporting the same person's confirmation to the Supreme Court. Huh? She was unqualified for a lower court, but a perfect choice to the Supreme Court? How does that work? Here's Mitt Romney to explain.
In the prior confirmation, I was concerned that she was outside the mainstream. And as a result of our meeting for an hour together and reviewing her testimony before Congress, I became convinced that she's within the mainstream. She's also highly qualified, intelligent, a capable person, and I wish her the very best.
Oh, so she's now in the mainstream. She wasn't less than a year ago, but now she's fully in the mainstream. So here's what it took for Mitt Romney to finally support Ketanji Brown Jackson. He learned in the course of Supreme Court confirmation hearings that she gave lenient sentences to child pornographers. Mitt Romney apparently didn't know that last year, hence the vote against her. Now that he knows that Ketanji Brown Jackson has distorted sentencing guidelines to benefit pornographers, it's a yes from Mitt Romney. That's the junior senator from the state of Utah. And as with Spencer Cox, this is not a one-time aberration. Reporter Greg Price summarized Mitt Romney's past few weeks this way, quote, confirmed Ketanji Brown Jackson, voted against repealing TSA mask mandate, didn't show up to vote defunding Biden vaccine mandate, accuses Tulsi Gabbard of treason for opposing the war in Ukraine. Amazing! So Tulsi Gabbard has betrayed her country, in uniform, by the way. She's still serving in the U.S. Army. But BLM? BLM, which torched American cities for nearly a year? They're not treasonous, not according to Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, of course, did take to the streets there, and the first Republican to join thousands of people that were protesting George Floyd's death. The Utah senator marched with a group of evangelical Christians and shared the photo of himself on Twitter. And Romney told the reporter that he was participating in those protests because he wanted to make sure that people understood that Black Lives Matter.
We need a voice against racism. We need many voices against racism and against brutality. We need to stand up and say that Black Lives Matter.
Oh, yeah. Mitt Romney took to the streets. Probably the greatest line ever uttered on cable news. And like all the great lines, nobody laughed. Mitt Romney took to the streets. To watch BLM burn down cities, shoot people, and defraud donors to buy $6 million mansions in L.A. Ooh, but guess who the traitor is? It's Tulsi Gabbard. That's what Mitt Romney's telling us. And Tulsi Gabbard is a lot worse than Tony Fauci, who funded the production of a virus in China that killed millions of people. Is that treasonous? No! That's not treasonous, not according to Mitt Romney. Watch.
I do want to point out how much I personally, and I believe the great majority of the people in our country, respect you individually and professionally for the work that you do. You are scientists, not politicians. Nevertheless, you are being made subject to the political whims of various political individuals, and that comes at a high cost, which unfortunately I fear will lead some to not want to participate in helping our government make scientific choices.
That's what Mitt Romney learned, back from the streets. So the concern here, of course, is democracy, and that's a word on the lips of every concerned person on television. What about our democracy? Every day you hear that. So just a quick civics recap. Democracy is a form of government in which elected representatives represent the people who elect them. They do what they ask. The people rule. So with that in mind, and given our strong commitment to democracy, you have to wonder where Mitt Romney's coming from. Is he participating in a system called democracy? Because the majority of Republicans, people who put him in office, would like Tony Fauci to leave his job immediately. But not Mitt Romney. He doesn't care at all. Mitt Romney is not alone, of course, neither Spencer Cox. It turns out a lot of Republicans in red states serially betray their voters, give them the finger day after day after day. The question is, how long will Republican voters put up with this? Pedro Gonzalez is one of the smartest journalists in this country. He joins us now.
Meet your new Supreme Court judge, Ketanji Jackson. In every single case involving child pornography, Judge Ketanji Jackson has been lenient and openly sympathetic with the perpetrators of child rape pornography. Christopher Michael Downs openly bragged about molesting his 13-year-old cousin. He was arrested for trading videos of child rape, including children as young as 2 years old. Judge Jackson gave him the absolute bare minimum sentence. Ryan Manning Cooper was arrested for having more than 600 images involving the rape and torture of children, including infants and toddlers, which is why the prosecutors made it clear that the case was on the more egregious or extreme spectrum. But Judge Jackson disagreed and ruled that distributing images of infants and toddlers being raped is not especially egregious. Wesley Keith Hawkins posted videos of 11-year-old boys being raped by men. Jackson only gave him 3 months, sent him to a low-security prison, arranged for special protections, and apologized to him, telling him that she feels so sorry for him and his family and for the anguish that this has caused all of them. In explaining her light sentence, Judge Jackson argued for the child pornographer's future potential. 6 years later, he was arrested again for distributing child rape porn, and Jackson resentenced him to only 6 months in a residential reentry center. Neil Alexander Stewart was arrested with hundreds of images and videos of child rape while trying to procure children between the ages of 5 and 11 to rape them. Judge Jackson admitted that the felon was likely to reoffend, but still gave a light sentence, arguing that the current recommendations for child sex offenders is outdated and substantially flawed. 3 years later, Stewart reoffended. This is how Judge Jackson got her start. In 2009, President Obama nominated her to vice chair the U.S. Sentencing Commission, where she helped weaken federal sentencing policy for child pornographers by arguing that child pornographers are not pedophiles, which is similar to how Hillary Clinton got her start when she defended a group of men who violently gang-raped a child and later joked how she knew they were guilty. It's also very interesting that when the biggest pedophile scandal in history broke, Judge Jackson was there. After WikiLeaks released the Podesta emails, millions of people were asking questions about a strange coded language being used between President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and their friends. A code that seemed to reflect what the FBI says is secret code for pedophiles. The whole sordid mess became known as Pizzagate, and when the feds' cleanup operation ended up in the courts, Judge Ketanji Jackson was there to help tidy it all up. I'm sure this is all just a coincidence. Just like it was a coincidence that the world's most infamous pedophile blackmail artist killed himself in jail while the guards were surfing the internet. And just like it's a coincidence that Congress has paid out millions of dollars in court settlements that involve sexual assault. In some parallel universe, there may be an Earth that protects its children from pedophiles and other child predators. But not this one. On this Earth, we pay them taxes and sacrifice our children to them. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to.
Long before the puppet Biden was able to steal the 2020 election, courtesy of the deep state, we warned you they were planning to steal the election and that he would serve as the perfect placeholder for the third administration of Barack Hussein Obama, who was not a puppet, but a high-level globalist operative meeting at the highest levels of the World Council of Governors, which is known as the Davos Group / Bilderberg Group. Bilderberg Group is the secret arm. The outer extension is the World Economic Forum. And they're now bragging about that and admitting that. So, when we saw Obama visit the White House yesterday, we see a classic illustration of this. If a picture is worth a thousand words, this video, this short 13-second clip, is worth a million words. You see the dignitaries and White House officials and government officials not wanting to even talk to Biden. Biden doesn't even know where he is. He's bumbling around the stage. And there is Obama, the real president that everyone wants to be near because he actually runs things. This is so pathetic, but this is what the globalists have done. They want to blame their puppet or puppets. Kamala Harris is just as bad. With all the gas prices and the collapsing border and everything that's happening and the terrible Afghanistan withdrawal, so that he gets the blame and not Obama, not the Democratic Party, not the globalist organizations. Now, here's another clip of Biden joking about starting World War III, and we'll hand the baton for the big kickoff of the transmission of Harris and Smith. And I, ladies and gentlemen, am in the air as we speak. To be back in Austin very, very soon. Stay with us.
This fight is far from over. Here's the point. This war can continue for a long time, but the United States will continue to stand with Ukraine, the Ukrainian people, in the fight for freedom. And I just want you to know that. And by the way, if I got to go to war, I'm going with you guys.
In other words, if I send us to war, it's you guys that are going to go. Welcome back, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Harrison Smith, host of the American Journal. Broadcast every weekday, 8 to 11 a.m. here on Infowars.com and Band.Video. I'm just sitting in momentarily for Alex. He is on the way. He should be joining us within an hour or so. Now, we're supposed to talk to Marjorie Taylor Greene, but unfortunately, Nancy Pelosi is up to her old tricks and has called for a vote on the House floor that Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, completely preempts anything we want to do, since she is she's needed there on the floor to cast her vote. We believe, yes, suspending normal trade relations with Russia. So that vote is going on now. So we're going to try to connect with Marjorie Taylor Greene, but she may be doing more important things like, well, trying to keep us out of the war in Ukraine, unlike most of the people in power other than her. In fact, here's the story at Infowars.com. Pentagon says Russia-Ukraine war likely to last for years. If you can understand them through the drooling, through the salivating, as they are desperate for yet another endless war to enrich themselves and further their globalist schemes. The Pentagon believes that the Russia-Ukraine war will turn out to be a very protracted conflict that's likely to go on for years. That prediction was made during a House Armed Services Committee on Tuesday, which was attended by General Mark Milley, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. He says, quote, "I do think this is a very protracted conflict, and I think it's at least measured in years. I don't know about decades, but at least years for sure. But hey, maybe decades, maybe decades. Maybe we can look forward to that. Of course, when you look at the other conflicts we've gotten into that share an awful lot of, you know, similarities with this conflict, such as Afghanistan, where we armed the Mujahideen that became the Taliban in order to, you know, prohibit USSR aggression in that country, only to later go to war with people wielding our own weapons. You can just wait until we are at war with the Ukrainian Nazis against our own weapons, or maybe this will just drag on for decades. Regardless, it appears as though the people in power in our country, from the President of the United States to the Joint Chiefs of Staff to NATO itself, are desperate for this conflict to get worse. They're not doing anything to make it better. I haven't heard a single person suggest peace at all, even once, even a little bit. It's like it doesn't even enter into their mind that maybe expanding and exaggerating and getting further into war might not be the best option. It's like they don't even consider it. They couldn't care less. But there's still a lot to cover. And a lot of the lies about what's going on in Ukraine are coming to light. Again, two stories at Infowars.com. They sort of go hand in hand. You have this: Twitter bans ex-UN weapons inspector over Ukraine. Twitter banned the retired U.S. Marine Corps officer Scott Ritter on Wednesday, accusing him of engaging in prohibited behavior by questioning the claims of Ukrainian authorities that Russian soldiers had massacred civilians in Bucha near Kiev. Ritter's best known as the former U.N. weapons inspector who doubted U.S. claims about Iraqi weapons of mass destruction invoked by Washington as a pretext for the 2003 invasion. So he was right about that. If only we'd listened to him back then, and now he's sounding similar alarms, and he's been kicked off of Twitter. Of course he has, because you can't spread misinformation on Twitter. That's not allowed. It's explicitly prohibited, in fact. Unless, of course, it's disinformation that progresses the agenda of the globalist, as the viral video of the Russian, or viral photo of the Russian mobile crematorium has gone just absolutely insane. It's a tweet from an 8-year-old YouTube video. A viral tweet that remains unchecked by so-called fact-checkers claims to show a Russian-operated mobile crematorium in Mariupol, but the image is taken from an 8-year-old YouTube video. Whoopsie-daisy. The tweet was posted by news outlet NEXTA, which boasts nearly a million followers on Twitter. The tweet has received over 7,000 retweets and almost 11,000 likes. According to him, tens of thousands of people could have died in Mariupol, and the cremation covered up traces of their crime. Except that it doesn't, and it doesn't exist, and they didn't, and it's all fabricated. So, interesting developments there. And when we get back on the other side, I'll show you a video of NBC actually just basically coming out and admitting the fact that they're not fact-checking, even in the slightest, the claims made by the intelligence agencies, and the intelligence agencies themselves are admitting that what they're operating off of is not hard evidence, but more of speculation and more of, well, this is what we want people to think in order to progress our agenda, which, by the way, has nothing even slightly in common with anything that benefits the American people or serves our interests even a little bit. Again, they're not even trying to make the argument in this case. At least with Iraq, they could claim that if he makes a weapon of mass destruction, he'll deploy it here in Ukraine. They're just like, shut up and go to war. Shut up and go to war and swallow down these lies that we'll use to predicate our actions. It's just absurd. But of course, we've been fighting this, and we as in InfoWars, I was in middle school at the time, but ever since the Iraq war, Alex Jones has been staunchly anti-war and has been demonized continuously for pointing out the lies that get us into war. As Julian Assange says, the people of the West don't like war. We don't want war. We have to be lied into it. And that is the crux of the information war. You can force people to do things they wouldn't otherwise do, up to and including war and death and destruction, if you just give them information that leads them down the wrong path. It really is as simple as that. So the info war continues on the other side. Alex Jones is on the way. Be here for the next few minutes.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again, because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So, Go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex for this first hour. He is on his way and will be here shortly. But unfortunately, we are not able to have Marjorie Taylor Greene on right now because she has been called away to deal with a urgent vote on the House floor. It's going on now. You can see if you're a television viewer. Suspending normal trade relations with Russia is the topic. It needs a two-thirds majority to pass, and the votes are now being cast and counted. We'll keep you up to date on that. But we'll talk a little bit more about this war and how exactly we are waging it. By we, I mean the American states, and by waging war, I mean just waging an endless disinformation campaign. It's really kind of wild how many stories out of Ukraine are just provably false immediately as soon as they come out. It's not to say that Russia isn't invading. Like, this is the way the leftists will take it, right? We'll be like, well, the ghost of Kiev wasn't real and the Snake Island thing wasn't real and there's a lot of suspicious activity here and this doesn't look like it happened. They'll be like, oh, so you're saying Russia never invaded Ukraine? It's like, what are you talking about? I mean, this is the way they take things. So it's not our fault that you're a bunch of liars. It's not our fault that you are the boy who cried wolf and now you're just slaughtering sheep in an attempt to convince us that the wolf is real. We don't believe you. It's not real. You're a bunch of liars and psychopaths and warmongers who are attempting to lead us into yet another decade-long conflict with absolutely no benefit for the American people. You're not even pretending that there is. And they're actually acknowledging this tactic now. They're using this tactic on purpose and being pretty open about it. In fact, I want to go now to this video. This is NBC talking about the way that America is waging a disinformation campaign. It's an information war. It's propaganda. It's baseless. It's a lie. But it's good for you. Let's watch.
The U.S. using intelligence to fight an information war and doing it to Russia for months now, and it's working. NBC News national security correspondent Ken Delanian live in Washington. Ken, I want to start by giving people an example of what this is so they know what we're talking about. Take a look.
They're also suggesting that Ukraine has biological and chemical weapons in Ukraine. That's a clear sign he's considering using both of those.
Can you explain to our viewers what was going on there and what NBC News has learned about that claim this week from three different U.S. officials?
Yeah, that was a great example of what we're talking about. That was based on declassified intelligence, but we're also told the intelligence wasn't very clear about what exactly was going on. And they decided to disclose it as a way of deterring Russia from doing that and putting the world on notice that this could happen. And that's what's going on here, the big picture. This is an unprecedented use of declassified intelligence. We've never seen this level of information warfare before from the U.S. government. And what they're doing is they're trying to preempt the Russians, get ahead of Russian disinformation, even mess with Vladimir Putin's brain, as one person put it, leave him off balance to try to show that the United States knows what Russia is up to and is going to get ahead of it. It's really rather remarkable. Another example was when they announced that Russia had gone to China to ask for help with getting some weapons. That hasn't come to pass yet, and it was almost a way of putting China on notice. Hey, we know what's going on here. Don't let this happen. So really interesting and unprecedented use of intelligence here, Allison.
Yeah, Ken, as you just said, not just intelligence here, unprecedented use. One U.S. official telling you it doesn't even have to be solid intelligence when we talk about it. It's more important to get out ahead of them. Putin specifically, before they do something, it's preventative. What else have you learned about that strategy?
I'll tell you, I'm learning all about this new strategy. It's so interesting, isn't it? It's interesting and unprecedented. Is it, though, with the American government lying us into war? I don't think this is as new of a thing as they claim. I think what's new about it is the fact that they're so open about this tactic that they're using. Here's the story from NBC. In a break with the past, U.S. is using intel to fight an info war with Russia, even when the intel isn't rock solid, even when it's completely made up, even when it's entirely false. They're using it either, you know, no matter what. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful and amazing? Three U.S. officials told NBC News this week there's no evidence Russia has brought any chemical weapons near Ukraine. They say the U.S. released the information to deter Russia from using the banned munitions. Again, we've explained it so many times here. The New World Order really operates with two arms. The one arm through the government or even corporations, that's there to abuse and confuse and befuddle and abuse you. And then the left arm is the media to tell you why that's such a good thing and why it's wonderful and why you should continue to trust them, even as they're telling you that what they've told you before turned out to be entirely false, made up lies. It's one of a string of examples, this article continues, of the Biden administration breaking with recent precedent by deploying classified intelligence, which when they say declassified intelligence, just read made up nonsense, as part of an information war against Russia. The administration has done so even when the intelligence wasn't rock solid, officials said, to keep President Vladimir Putin off balance. Yeah, we're going to keep him off balance. See, it's a good thing. We're messing with his head. It must mess with Putin. I mean, it's got to work, right? Putin's got to sit there going, they're just making stuff up. They're making stuff up and everybody's believing them. They have a free press there, don't they? Why aren't they calling out their own government on these lies? It must be incredibly confusing to Vladimir Putin to hear baseless lies be spouted by the United States government and then picked up uncritically by the United States media. It must be highly confusing. And remember, they got called out for this. I think it was Jake Sullivan that was being questioned, and I believe it was about the chemical weapons attacks in Ukraine that were imminent, that were coming up. And there was a reporter from NPR or something. It was a video not too long ago. I wish I'd grab it for this show, but I'm sure you remember because we played it on InfoWars quite a bit. Was the guy was going, yeah, but what is this? What is the source of this information? Why do you know this to be true? And Jake Sullivan gets really mad. And he's like, I just told it to you. I just told you that it's true, so it's true. I am the source. Well, the fact is there was no source. The fact is he got that mad and he snapped back like that because he was being called out on a lie, because what they were presenting to the American people from the official spokesperson of the, you know, entire military behind the official podium was a lie, was a baseless falsehood that they were perpetuating with no evidence to back it up. So when the press demanded evidence, they got very snippish. They got very mad and angry that anybody would dare to question their dictates. Well, you were questioning it because you're known liars and you're doing it again. And it's not a small thing. This is the cusp of World War III we are, you know, teetering on right now. Maybe you want to be a little bit more circumspect about the information that you're presenting and the lies that you're telling. This article continues, multiple U.S. officers acknowledge that the U.S. has used information as a weapon even when confidence in the accuracy of the information wasn't high. Yeah, it's like when you have a little kid and they're mouth is covered in chocolate ice cream, and they're like, I didn't eat the ice cream. It's like, well, I don't have confidence that the accuracy of that information is very high. No, it's bull crap is what it is. It's a complete lie. You are just absolutely full of it. But I'm sorry, in deep state spy speak, it's the accuracy of the information wasn't high. Sometimes it's used low confidence intelligence for deterrent effect, as with chemical agents. And other times, as official put it, the U.S. is just trying to get inside Putin's head. No, you're getting inside all of our heads. We're all befuddled and bamboozled. Well done. Congratulations. Abuse us at will, since you have us in this discombobulated and dislocated status. It's really unbelievably ridiculous. But, of course, this is why they hate InfoWars. This is why they want us off the air. If they controlled all of the passages of information, they could get away with stuff like this. But we won't let them as long as we have a platform to speak out against it. Support us in this mission by going to InfoWarsStore.com. The massive super sale is still on. It's been extended, and you're getting 75% off some of our top-selling products. And I can't get over the T-shirt sales. You're getting T-shirts that are of the highest quality you can possibly imagine. I mean, I still wear T-shirts I bought 6 years ago from the InfoWars store, and they've only gotten softer. They haven't faded. They haven't gotten holes in them. They are really the highest quality. You will be blown away by these T-shirts, especially the fact that you're paying, in some cases, less than $10 for these T-shirts. I mean, that's less than you can get undershirts for. And yet, these things are beautiful. They will last forever. And best of all, they support this program and everything we do here at InfoWars. We'll be back on the other side for more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex Jones, who is en route to the studio, and we should be seeing him momentarily here. But, you know, I missed this line when I was reading the first time this article. In a break with the past, U.S. is using intel to fight an info war with Russia, even when the intel isn't rock solid. Even when we make it up ourselves. Yeah, we'll go ahead and run with that. NBC News says, of this tactic of using false information to saying it's true, to lie the American people into war, they say observers of all stripes have called it a bold and so far successful strategy. Yeah, everybody loves it. They say, quote, it's the most amazing display of intelligence as an instrument of state power that I've seen or that I've heard of since the Cuban Missile Crisis, when they wanted to do Operation Northwoods and kill a bunch of Americans and blame it on Cuba. Just it's amazing. It's so brave. It's just like the intelligence agency, like, yes, we are spouting misinformation and disinformation in an attempt to warp the minds of the American people and lead us further into war. And the news media is just like amazing. Amazing. How brave you are. How powerful. How incredible. It's just it's just never been more clear that our media is simply an extension of the State Department and the deep state in general. Now, some interesting things, interesting series of events, series of headlines I'd like to run through here. Again, having to do with World War III and the deep state's desperation to embroil us in even more destructive policies overseas. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to visit Taiwan, likely to trigger China. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is scheduled to visit Taiwan. According to media reports, a landmark display of American support that triggered a diplomatic protest from Beijing. So Pelosi announced she would arrive in Taipei on Sunday. It'd be the first visit to the island since Newt Gingrich went there, at least first visit by a serving U.S. House Speaker since Newt Gingrich traveled to Taiwan in 1997. And then China said, yeah, I don't think so, lady. You're going to go ahead and have to stay home. They say, quote, if the United States insists on having its own way, China will take strong measures in response to defend national sovereignty and territorial integrity. All possible consequences that arise from this will completely be borne by the U.S. side, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian said, Reuters reported. And then Pelosi got COVID. God darn it. Darn it, she was going to go to Taiwan. She was going to stand up against China. She was going to flex America's might right off the shores of our most intractable political opponent. But then she came down with the sniffles. Darn it. Dang it. She was totally going to do it, too. But now she's not going to, and it's not happening. And she's got COVID, even though she's asymptomatic, and even though she's apparently now holding a vote on the House floor. Darn it. She's just too sick. Shoot. Dang it. Well, oh well. Do you regret now, globalists? Do you regret purposefully transferring massive amounts of our power to the highly nationalistic Chinese government? Are you wondering why you went ahead and did that? No, of course not. It's all by design. And maybe she'll go anyway. Maybe she'll just go anyway because that's what we need now is Ukraine 2.0 with China as an adversary instead of Russia. We'll drive those two countries closer together. We'll solidify and really empower the anti-American coalition across the world. And once again, just like all of the measures with Russia, the ruble now like highest it's been in a very long time, right? The Russian economy kind of doing fine despite sanctions. But we're suffering, right? We're experiencing total supply line collapses. So we'll pay the price for the things that are done to other countries by our government, and it won't hurt them in the slightest. It seems to only empower them. It would be like the people in D.C. were just incredibly incompetent and just failed at everything they were trying to do until you realize that what their aim is and what their goal is and what their professed, you know, ultimate prize is the collapse of the United States, in which case it becomes pretty obvious that everything they're doing is working perfectly, and they're very good at pulling this stuff off. And of course, all of this is deeply intertwined, right? I've got lots of stories here about COVID. Epoch Times memo reveals State Department assessed in early 2020 that lab leak was the most likely origin of COVID-19. Maybe this was another one of their brilliant, astonishing, really just amazing uses of disinformation by the spy state. See, they know that COVID was a lab leak, and they've hidden that for 2 years, probably for our own benefit, probably because, you know, of what smart strategic geniuses they are, that, you know, we can't know the truth. They have to feed us lies to get us to do things that we wouldn't do otherwise because of how much they love us, right, obviously. But, of course, all of this, again, deeply intertwined. It wasn't COVID that destroyed our supply lines. It wasn't COVID that caused massive inequality and consolidated so much control into the hands of a very few corporations while shutting down tens of thousands of small businesses across the United States. That was the policy of the government that did that. They used COVID as an excuse, but of course the lockdowns didn't work even a little bit when it came to stopping COVID. We've been over this. We get this, but isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting how everything the United States government does seems to backfire in the faces of the American people? And just like with the lockdowns destroying the supply chain and bringing the food supply to the brink of destruction, it looks like our involvement and our actions with the war in Ukraine are going to push us right over that edge and completely destroy, not us, I mean, we'll be fine, but the third world will be totally screwed, and guess where they'll go? Guess what's gonna happen next? We're going to collapse all of the wheat supply, all of the, you know, calories that the world needs to survive, and then when the shipments to the third world stop, we'll invite them all here. It'll be amazing. It'll be like the migrant crisis in Europe times a million all over the world. And I'm sure the globalists hate that, right? That's not their plan. That's not what they're trying to do. just an unfortunate side effect of all the policies that they endlessly pursue, despite the fact that they know this will be the outcome. It's all a plan. Like, if you really think that all of this is not by design, I really don't know what to tell you. I don't know if you can wake up after 2 years of COVID, you don't have the slightest suspicion, you don't have a bit of skepticism there in your mind, then I'm sorry, you're just not going to make it. But let's go now to this video. This is an astrophysicist explaining the collapse of the supply chain and the ensuing destruction that will soon come. Here it is.
15% of the world's calories come from wheat. About a third of that wheat comes from Russia, Ukraine. Russia has banned export of wheat. The wheat spring planting season is like now, this week, and there's not a lot of planting going on. So not only is the current wheat supply in Russia, Ukraine blocked up and cannot make its way to countries in Africa and elsewhere, but the future planting season is now significantly at risk. And again, that's 15% of global calories. And just to take a step back, the whole planet Earth operates on a 90-day food supply. Once we stop making food, humans run out of food in 90 days. And that's not just linearly across all nations. What happens is the most vulnerable nations lose their food supply first, and the richer nations buy that food supply to secure their population's calories. And so you very quickly see a bifurcation happen where suddenly famine is a real risk. And we already have about 800 million people on Earth that are subsisting on below 1,200 calories a day. So this very quickly tips the bucket in a significant way in a number of countries that's going to be really awful. And that's just on the wheat supply and wheat planting problem.
Yeah, it doesn't even get into the fertilizer collapse, the lack of energy. It's going to get bad, folks. We are about to see waves and waves of death, whether it's by starvation or whether it's by the riots that the food shortages will soon cause, or by the endless migration into first world countries from the third world countries once they start to collapse. Again, it's not a coincidence that all of this falls perfectly in line with the globalist agenda, just like it's not a coincidence that China has taken over from America's economic domination of the world. It's like you always hear these people, whether it's Klaus Schwab or Joe Biden or anybody else, going, well, China is going to be the next big central power in the world, as if they're not the ones doing it, as if they're not the ones outsourcing the jobs to China and destroying manufacturing here in the United States. Everything we deal with at InfoWars, it's not natural consequence. It's not a hurricane that hits America that we all have to just buckle down and deal with because you just have to, because it's this natural force that is out of your control. All of this is in the control of the globalists. They enact these policies knowing that this is going to be the outcome in a very simple problem or reaction solution paradigm for which they have the answer. And the answer is, of course, submission to them and total control by a centralized government. It's going to get bad, folks. It's going to get really bad. And don't say that InfoWars didn't warn you. We've warned you for the last 2 years of where this was going to go since they first announced the lockdown. It hasn't been hard to figure out. It's actually been hard to ignore. And I don't know how you people keep doing it. We'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.